Freed Prisoner from Jihadist Pact Family Convicted of Sword Attack Terror Plot. By Jack Montgomery on March 12, 2021. A man from a family of several jihadists who plotted a radical Islamic terror attack after his release from prison has been convicted at the Old Bailey in London. 27-year-old Sahib Abu, who wrote that Islam is for war, hostage-taking, killing infidels, fighting tyranny, taking war booty, taking women of the enemy as concubines online, had purchased balaclavas, a combat vest, fingerless gloves, a knife, and an 18-inch, 46 centimeters, sword, which he paid to have specially sharpened, according to a BBC report which avoided mentioning his nationality or any migration background. Abu was found to have discussed his radical Islamic beliefs in a number of chat groups, praising the Westminster Bridge terror killer and proclaiming that we need a 9/11 2.0 just hours before his arrest. While Abu's elder brother Muhammad Abu, 32, was acquitted of neglecting to inform the authorities of the planned attack, crying in court and yelling that his brother was a clown, several family members have previously been involved in jihadism, including two younger half-brothers who are believed to have died fighting for the Islamic State in Syria. Another two siblings, half-brother Ahmed Awais and half-sister Asma Awais, were imprisoned for terror offenses in 2018, along with Asma's partner, with another half-sister being stopped attempting to leave the country with several children using documents for another person the same year. Sahib Abu told an undercover police officer that he regretted not joining his martyr siblings in Syria, saying he had missed the caravan. He appears to have worked out some of his pent-up frustration at this through violent homemade rap videos, which contain lyrics about sending bombs and trying to see many Lee Rigby's heads rolling on the ground, a reference to an off-duty British soldier who was run down in the street and publicly beheaded by radical Muslims in London in 2013. Abu had begun plotting his attack shortly after his release from prison for burglary. The police presented evidence of family members justifying crime against kuffar, unbelievers, for the purpose of jihad, according to the BBC, after mingling with other extremists behind bars, including a man serving time for threatening violence against Prince William's heir, then age 4. Several other jihadist ex-cons managed to successfully execute terror attacks a short time after their release from prison, despite supposedly stringent license conditions, including London Bridge terrorist Usman Khan, stratum stabber Sudesh Aman, and reading assassin Khairi Sadullah. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.